Holly Stecker is our guest, filling in here quickly, and it's been busy. And I did mention to people that really it's gotten a lot busier here over the last couple of weeks outside of your branding that you did talk to the Boone City Council about. But a lot of cleanup things have been going on. We did that. But the big one here today, and Mother Nature is cooperating for it too, but from Boone High School, were you going to paint the garbage cans?
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. They are getting going on that.
Yes, it's Boz and her Advantage students. So it's student-led projects. Mm-hmm. And earlier this spring, we walked the downtown here, and the students identified a couple projects, the trash receptacles at the green space being one of them.
It helps having them. I mean, are you getting more young people are starting to become involved? Well, obviously, with the Boone Schools, because you got the great project that's going on, which we're going to talk about in a second. But and they did a lot of other cleanup downtown, some additional tree plantings. I think we've got some new trees in there too.
Well, I think there were at least one. There was one tree replaced that didn't make it over the winter.
Okay. Yep. So they took care of it.
Yep.
Anyway, so we've had more and more young people getting involved. I thought I saw FFA guys down here the other day.
Yes. On Friday, the FFA students were downtown. They were helping remove the mulch that was protecting the new trees and getting the tree squares ready for the tree grates.
Okay. So this is one thing where I get people occasionally going, what's going on with the trees? What's happening next with it? And I said the project right now is the next step, which is to put grading around there so you don't have mulch running down the street and tracked into the stores and things like that. Mm-hmm. Went to work with the Boone Schools on this and give everybody a little idea of what, because this is really a collaborative effort. There's several people involved.
Yes,
here.
Yes, there is. So just as a recap here, the trees were planted, the proper trees for an urban setting and the sidewalk setting last year during the streetscape project. So they needed a year to become established. And now we've got the Jim Fitzgerald's fabrication class students working on the steel tree grates, and they have done some design work with the help of two of my committee members on my design team as well, on the Main Street design team. And they will be cut out at Lane Trailer. Lane Trailer received a grant for a CNC machine. So it was, excuse me, a manufacturing grant. And just a lot of collaborative partnership there.
So they'll be out there working with the students, showing them here's how you do this, and this is what we're going to be doing. And
and looking to build them as tradesmen in the future.
Well, they're going to try to recruit them right in if they can get them doing it, because they have been very busy. So this is, again, a big collaborative effort. And now, no, folks, they don't show up instantly. It takes a little while to get this done. But probably here within the next several weeks, we'll start to see some of those.
Yes. So the process, as you mentioned, started last Friday when the FFA students dug the mulch and the dirt around the space. Starting this Friday, Wayland and the City Works, another partnership here with the city, Wayland and the City Works Department will place the tree grate perimeter that the grate will sit into.
It's got to
sit
there's a frame that it'll be sitting in.
Yep. Okay. And then probably 2 or 3 weeks from now, we'll start to see the placement of the actual designed and cut tree grates.
Wow. Yeah, it doesn't happen overnight, does it?
No, it doesn't.
But
a lot of activity,
a lot of things happening there. And I know people want to know about the arch, and I know you gave the council a little update on that Monday night as well. That was, again, We had a lot of fundraising that's been going on. Mm-hmm. Kind of had a goal on what you wanted to, but you already have people that are starting to move forward with this project.
Yes. So we, from a fundraising standpoint, we are at nearly 70% of our fundraising.
Okay.
But the steel has been ordered with a little uncertainty in the market there. The steel was ordered before the full fundraising effort came across. Just this week, we went out and visited the premier fabrication facility and really got to understand the scale of this arch, and it is incredible. The arch itself is 84 feet wide, and from the street to the bottom piece of the curve is 16 feet and 24 feet at the top.
Trucks, don't worry.
So if we're, if you can visualize.
It's good. Okay.
And we're lucky enough to start talking about the location as well.
Yep.
And that will be Fifth and Story. So if you picture Vision Bank and the parking, it'll go from east to west, obviously, from the front of Vision Bank over to the white residence on the big hill.
Okay. The big things really is that I know Waylon was looking for where is the easiest without affecting too much underground, because we got a lot of stuff underground.
Yes. Yeah.
And again, like when the first one was put up, probably not so much underground, right?
Yeah.
At the time.
Correct.
So
correct.
There's a lot.
And we didn't have a lot of vehicles on the road back then.
And so there's a lot going on with that. But again, as you started taking a look at that location, it is pretty impressive gateway, isn't it?
Yes. And honestly, it's not the beginning of the Main Street District as we had originally hoped. But to your point here, again, a collaborative partnership with the city here, and Waylon has spent an incredible amount of time doing the locating for this. And again, when we're talking about the scale here, the concrete footings for this arch will be 18 feet deep. So we needed to find a place that could support 18 feet and 3 foot wide concrete footings here. So Waylon has handled the locates there, and it's the only spot that will be able to support this.
Okay. 18 feet deep. We're not going to have this moving very far, are we?
No.
Well, have you looked at other things like doing lighting on it or anything like that?
Yes, the arch will be lit with LED lights and then two acorn-shaped light posts on either side as well. And just incredible. Oh, something else that I had learned just this week is that the original arch was one of the first lit structures in the state of Iowa, with over 400 incandescent light bulbs.
That's
in 1915.
That was a lot of light bulbs.
That's a lot of light bulbs.
So this will be much easier to take care of, too. But now, let's talk about the fundraising part. Obviously, people can still contribute. I mean, we're a little more into it now, so people that are wondering, and I know you've got individual donations and contributions as well, and really, that's a big thing that helps out.
The community support here has just been outstanding. We've received nearly 100 donations with an average of a $300 donation.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm.
But all the way down to $25.
Yeah, whatever. And again, you can be a part of it. So not like we're going to put everybody's name on it, but you can say I was a part of that.
Correct.
Too.
So so then, if you're interested in sending a donation, you can send a check to Downtown Boone in care of the Arch Project at 903 Story Street. It's the chamber address.
Yeah.
And otherwise, you can visit my website, and there is a link there to make an online donation.
You can do it that way. A couple of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about the first quarter.
Yes.
Was it busy?
Yes.
All right. Well, part of it is, you had more, the new calendar year, so you've got more classes, things like that, more groups getting together, more of the Main Street get-togethers, where obviously exchanging information that way is great. You got to go to when Jefferson received their national award?
Yep. So our
is that putting pressure on you? Not yet. Remember, they've been doing it a while.
Yeah, they've, I think, 13 years, they said. Yeah. The spring conference was in Jefferson, just by chance there. And yes, then I was able to head out to Philly, and I was out there for a week and did the Main Street America National Conference. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. The weather wasn't great for the first 2 days. It rained cats and dogs. But otherwise, it was a wonderful time.
National Conference. And Main Street is a national program. Mm-hmm. A lot of communities all over the country taking part.
Yes.
Not just here in Iowa.
No.
We have ours.
Yeah. I would have to say, though, that Iowa had one of the biggest crowds show up.
Well, good. We like that. And again, for those that might have missed it, Jefferson did get a national recognition.
Yep.
And again, we said their program's been in place for a while, so they continue to keep building on it.
But we'll look to our neighbors for
inspiration. We keep working.
Yeah.
We keep working. Hey, we got a lot of things. You got a lot of things that are going. Big one that you had a lot of people involved with, and that was branding.
Yes.
And again, this is part of it. We're going to make ourselves identifiable. And you have a new logo that you're rolling out. And again, people are going to start seeing this. It's going to start showing up on things that Main Street's doing.
Mm-hmm. So the branding services are a benefit of being a Main Street community. Mm-hmm. It's got generally a $20,000 price tag that goes along with it. But that, as I mentioned, is a benefit of becoming a Main Street community. His name was Ben Muldrow, and he's done thousands of logos.
You brought him around.
Yep. And we actually got to tour KWBG right here, and you got to meet him. So he was here for 2 days. We toured the district. He met with my board, and then we had a big community meeting where everyone got to share their thoughts and feelings and what Boone means to them. And he went back to his hotel and worked his magic and came back with an incredible logo that I'm so excited to share. And
I'm short on the radio, but it's not going to do justice. Okay. It's a B, I'll tell you that. It's a B. Multicolored B.
But I'm so proud.
He just kind of rolled right off. And again, total reaction, I'm guessing, from those that have seen it. Pretty receptive?
100%. Receptive, and so much so that yesterday I got to spend the morning at the Boone High Professionalism sessions and talking about the importance of branding and marketing to small businesses.
So we had that. You were doing that. See, you're busy all the time. So we have this, and people will start to see this showing up. Or when's it going to be out there? How are we doing this?
So
your rollout, if you will.
The rollout will be a bit slower. I need everything to pass through my board. I've got my board meeting later this month, and we'll roll out the final slogan and all the colorways. Again, the color combination, color palette that he put together for us was really inspiring as well.
So he even threw in a couple of extra, didn't he? A couple extra branding things in there too. So that's good. Yeah. No, it's all right. But it'll be great to, again, have this out. And I know you talked to the council a little bit about some of the things you were looking at for it. As you incorporate this, and again, kind of the logo, the theme, the direction you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pull my notes up because I wrote a whole bunch of little notes down the side here. Okay, trash cans are doing that. The tree grates, you got that. You got a lot of that going there.
I'm happy to talk about our upcoming event.
Oh, that's the
Shops
summer.
Shops and Story.
Yep. Yes. And that is coming up here on the 24th.
Yes.
May 24th, folks, mark your calendar. Don't miss it. It's a Saturday. Only thing I remember is because I know that Community Theater wants to do their that same day, participating with all the activity that's going on. They want to announce what their schedule is going to be for the next season. So
they've got a couple good summer camps coming up as well.
Yes, they do. All right, so Shops on Story, or Summer on Story, I guess, is how you're kicking it off.
Yep, and they will have live music on both the stage and in the street. There will be a henna artist by donation and artist demonstrations, including a chainsaw artist and chalk and paint. and also lots of dancing, sidewalk chalk, bubbles, all the fun family stuff. And
that's just gonna all be downtown?
Yep, right at the green space.
Okay.
And plan for a couple street closures there. And there will also be a free meal served by the VFW.
All right.
Yep.
So we got a lot of people getting ready for this. I know all your shops are pretty, they're kind of chomping at the bit. Mm-hmm. Well, they want people.
Some foot traffic.
Yeah, foot traffic up and down, too. One of the other things that kind of Main Street related, but to our farmers market, it'll be back in June.
Yep.
And they're going to have a designated location.
Yes.
Don't have to close off the street unless Public Works says if the weather is bad and we got to move them out onto the street, we'll do that quickly. Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, they'll be at 7th Street just like they were last year at
right
628 Story.
Yep. Right along 7th Street, very easily accessible. Plenty of parking. You can walk, come and go, walk around downtown. Mm-hmm. A lot of people doing it. Worked out, and again, they'll have all kinds of things. That's coming up in June, so we got a whole bunch of things.
All kinds of things, yep.
So,
and then just a shout out to the volunteers for Saturday at the spring cleanup.
I was going to say.
We had a great turnout, and a lot of weeding, a lot of garbage bags filled up, and again, partnership with the city. Waylon picked all that up for us on Monday.
Okay, and we just keep working at it, don't we? We'll make it all work out, too. Those are just some of the things that are happening. Now, let's talk a little bit. Your committee that's been together, okay, it's been not quite a whole year.
Oh, yeah, 6 months.
6 months, something like that. Do they have terms? How is that? Because people are going to wonder what happens and how do new people come in and what.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So the original board did have each board member had a choice of a 1, 2, or 3 year term, mm-hmm. only for this first initial board,
sure.
and just getting things off the ground. So
eventually you'll have 3 year terms rotating?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So I do have one or two members that were 1 year terms,
mm-hmm.
But have not been it hasn't been shared that they aren't interested in
no.
staying.
So if they're interested in continuing another one, mm-hmm. and then
I'm proud to say that we do have a full board right now,
yeah.
as well, but lots of room on each of my committees.
You got a yes. ton of committees.
Design committee, website committee, economic vitality, organization, and promotion.
See, those are your four big areas.
Those are the four
right?
pillars.
And the four pillars. And again, people can certainly find out more. Again, they can just make contact with you.
Sure. And, come see me anytime.
And when she's not out here making sure that the
or
kids
find
are
me on the
painting.
Yeah.
painting the thing. The garbage cans here, too. Excited about the summer?
Yes. I love the summertime.
Yeah.
And summer in Boone is gorgeous.
And we're going to have a lot of different things going on mm-hmm. here, too.
Boone will be busy overall this summer. There is a lot of tourism happening.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, yes, we have a lot of golfers coming mm-hmm. already. We've got out-of-state softball players coming. We have, we're going to have pyrotechnics later. We're going to have fire. We got, oh, gosh. Oh,
RV golf TV. Tournament is just next week.
Yeah, golf tournament's next week, so.
Yeah.
Mother Nature cooperate.
Fingers crossed.
Corey's been real busy out there getting everything done. All right. Ollie Stecker has been our guest on our program today, filling in for us. Thanks so much for that.
Yeah.
And again, as always, people want to find out about maybe donating more because mm-hmm. once you get the grates, do you have enough dollars for all the grates or are you still accepting donations for those?
We would always be accepting a donation. And again, that can happen through the website, Downtown mm-hmm. Boone.
Okay, check it out. And the arch is obviously moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Raise more money for that. Ollie Stecker is our guest on our program today. Thanks for filling in for Jennifer, by the way.
Thank you.
Lost her voice. So, thank you so much.
We hope she feels better.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.